Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. It's great to have you on this weekend. I have a wonderful show for you. First, I've got 30 minutes of awesome music from Africa and the diaspora that includes Afro-pop, bonga flava, jazz, hip-hop, desert blues, and a wonderful Zamrock song that is, of course, from Zambia by Amanaz from 1975. Now, at the back half of the hour, there's Drop the Needle, this time with Skylar Van Tassel. After that, Lady DJ is back with a new word on the tweets. That's a roundup of the very latest American news. And then Samet Gaida, he brings us a one-on-one conversation and some live music with neo-traditional singer and kologo player Steve-O Atambire from Bogatanga, Ghana. And Steve-O's got his new album out, 24/7. They talk about that. And then from Nairobi, Bill Odidi takes us inside the Serenades from the Nile concert. It featured several displaced Sudanese musicians who live in Nairobi and were raising awareness about events in Sudan that made them displaced and also to champion peace. And then I'm going to wrap up the show with one more song by the Malawian duo Matalitso Band, who I will be featuring next week on the show. So that's it. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting out with some smooth new Afropop, here is Kwame Eugene from Ghana with Fate.
For many bro, them's on my mind, all of my life, me at a grind. I know the mind, Versace designer, but me I not define. But no be mind, they say no pain, no gain. Yet had a few pain, but no gain. Last night was a fourth place, so they carry mama time, put them for suitcase. But sometimes I want to come true. Favorite song, Alexa Confused. 1, 2, I back on my shoe. People know they care what the hell you been through. I love my space, so I don't send you, make you help me choose my fate. Make you know they come, they looky face, so what? So if they come like a vampire, they go pull up with their old fire. They go do, they go run die. Cause we day like a black panther. Family member will get to the throne. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Way ahead of the game, proud of what I became. Still by the skin in Africa, put respect on my name. Store your boy till today, made the mama buffet. All day, all night, I day in your face. I never think, say, I never thought, say, I know past everyone. But when reality strikes, yeah. I love my space, so I don't send you, make you help me choose my fate. Make you know they come, they look your face, so what? So if they come like a vampire, they go pull up with their old fire. They go do, they go run die. Cause we day like a black panther. So if they come like a vampire, they go pull up with their old fire. They go do, they go run die. Cause we day like a black panther. So if they come like a vampire, they go pull up with their old fire. Ladies and gentlemen,
Rockstar made it.
All right. Yes, that was Kwame Eugene with a brand new song off of his album Love and Chaos from 2023. Hey, everyone, this is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Next up, Roseline Layo with a new song, Amour Koyo Koyo. Now, this one is really trending on TikTok. With over 5.2 million views, dances, it's fun to look at, but also fun to listen to. Roseline Layo is from Côte d'Ivoire.
Mes amis célibataires, je vous salue. Désolé si je vous avais offensé. J'ai fait des choses qui ne vous ont pas plu. J'ai trouvé l'amour et de vous, je me suis moqué. Mais c'était une plaisanterie. Oh. Vrai, vrai, là, je m'amusais. Oh. J'ai affiché là, est en train de se gâter, oh. tu nous vois, toutes tes faux, tu nous envies. Mais ce sont des hommes qui sont jolis, sinon ce sont des dents, je peux pas dire. Au prochain carrefour, ça roule plus. Toutes mes petites caprices, je faisais là, je ne fais plus. Les gens m'ont aidé à souder, mais ça tient plus. Puné avant, puné arrière, tout ça, ça marche plus. Juste pour vous dire que vélo là, c'est pas vous seul.
That was Roselyne Layo from Côte d'Ivoire with a song, a new one called Amour Koyo Koyo. She's asking for forgiveness to all of her single friends and maybe former friends because she has had offended them, making fun of them because she had love and they didn't, but she said she's sorry. Anyway, moving on. This from Tanzania is Upo single by Reveni. After that, we turn to some more organic music from Northern Africa, Mali, Senegal, Zambia, and the list goes on.
Nasda.
Wameanda eni bando, fungeni mitambo, na maiksi mkae kando, Mungu wameni papambo. Mwanamke anakasoro, ukimpenda, mwanamke anaga mapungu. Ukimpenda, ilo pomu yataficha na wiki. Si lazima kuzini Iyo rangi ya meriki kwa bibi Kwa nini ajichubue Mbaya kwenu kwangu ni waridi Hata kama sauti zumaridi Nimeoa mimi wala sio kijiji Kwa hiyo msini sumbue
Eti pona na shepu
Ni wako Emu wacha shogo
Pona avuti
Ni wako Nasema cha shogo
Pona ni mfu Mbona nimbaya
Mwaku nasema chashobo
Upo singo
Atana shambata wangu
Yuko wapi
Kuhone mzuri tuaendanya
Upo singo
Atana shambata wangu
Yuko wapi, yuko wapi
Mzuri tuaendanya
Cheka sana Hata shavu limetoka Nimejipata Majera Mambo ya kunyanya sana Gozi ili kongoroka Sa nimetakata Napewa manju mati maziwa fresh Esipo kula matunda napewa kesi Anavuni jali utasema nesi
Shemejienu kibo
Siku na lazo mapema sina stress Na amsho na vibunda makesh kesh Pole ni ma ex ex kina desh desh
Ah, shemejienu
ona mekapo kwa sura.
Hey, nani kasema japendeza?
Nguo zimenyoka karula.
Hey, nani kasema japendeza?
Nywele mtindo koma ashura.
Hey, nani kasema japendeza?
Basi geuka kidogo kachura.
Hey, nani kasema japendeza?
Upo singo.
Alana.
Time in Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Woo! Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody. How are you doing? So we're inside the first half of the hour, which is my special playlist. I just pick songs that I absolutely love, mostly from the continent, but also sometimes from the diaspora or even American songs that I think you, my African audiences, will love. Like this one. It is from the artist L'Artiste. His birth name is Youssef Akdim. He's a French-Moroccan singer and rapper. And this is one of his latest songs called Zarzour. This song is just so beautiful. It's a love song, and you can really hear the Moroccan flavor, but his voice is also just so lovely.
بيه نادم ونادم ضرب حتى تلويل خارج في نصاص الليل بغني انا نبغيه يا حبيبتي يا مستحيل صحابك كان كافي شيطاني يا لافي زينك ما كيصوفي يا حبيبتي يا مستحيل ويا بابا ويا سيدي ويا رجال البلاد هدي حياتي هدا مكتب ويا بابا ويا سيدي ويا رجال البلاد هدي حياتي هدا مكتب Chanter dans le cabaret sans pourboire. Approche un peu juste pour voir. J'ai le calibre, j'ai le pouvoir. Je sais pas ce qui me désole, tu fasses kiffer mon cœur, tu fasses kiffer les hommes. Dans ma tête c'est le bordel, dans mon cœur c'est le désordre, tu contrôles toute la zone. Habiba Diali, tu sais je suis fan de toi. Oh yeah Diali, ah oui je suis fan de toi. Ana wia kulli lo barsha hikayat fi lbertouch kaysi aliya ya zin ra khouk darwish ma andouch wa ya zerzour atini jnahak ndour wa ya sid rahal wa rani jay nzour wa ya baba wa ya sidi wa ya rijal lbelad hadi hayati hada mkteb wa ya baba wa ya sidi wa ya rijal lbelad hadi hayati hada
time in Africa with the most beautiful Heather Maxwell. She's very well.
I am well. Yes, I am. Hello, everybody. All right, now, so we are going from French Morocco to Tuareg country in northern Africa. This is the one and only band Tinariwen, often considered the original desert blues band. This is a brand new song. It's called Hey Layla, and it is off of their 2023 album, Amatsu Deluxe.
Hey, Layla,
And that was the amazing Tinare Wen, Tuareg band from Mali. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. I hope you're all doing well and enjoying the music so far. I have three more songs before we get to the back half of the hour, beginning with Drop the Needle. And really great stuff at the back half. We've got wonderful features, one by Samet Gaida, reporting from Bolgatanga, Ghana. He speaks with Stevo Atambire, who is a Kologo traditional string player, and he has a new album out. They're going to talk about that, and Stevo's going to play for you. Then also, Bill Odidi in Nairobi took us inside a live concert called Serenades from the Nile that featured Sudanese musicians that have come to live in Nairobi because of problems in their country. So he speaks with a few of those artists and lets us hear a little bit of what that sounded like during that concert. And then I've got one more surprise song for you at the end, so stick around. In the meantime, though, I've got three more songs for you, starting with this one. It's called Saba's Journey by Alun Wad, who is a composer, bass player, singer from Senegal. Now, I talked to him a few days ago about this song. It's jazz. You know I love jazz. I sing jazz. And I really love it when African musicians create jazz music. And so this is just wonderful. The piece, he told me, is about the Queen of Sheba, Saba. And he says, and I quote, this is what he texted to me, "The atmosphere reflects the legend of the Queen of Saba and her triumphal arrival in front of King Solomon as she leads or led a huge caravan of precious stones. Legend, folklore, and the sacred texts of the Bible or the Quran all recognize the central role of a woman who, in Ethiopian mythology, gave birth to Solomon's son, Menelik I. Alun continued to write, he went on to become one of the first Ethiopian kings of the Solomonic dynasty, and this lineage remained in power for the three millennia until Emperor Haile Selassie was deposed in 1974. Saba's journey, he wrote, is also a journey into the so-called modern Ethiopian music of the 1960s and 70s. And he finally said, it is a way for me to show and tell that the African story didn't start with the slave story. Yes. All right. Hello. That was Saba's Journey by Alun Wad. That comes off of his album called Sultan from 2022. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. We've got two more songs before we get to Drop the Needle. This one, we're going way back to 1975 Zambia. This is the original Zam rock music. It's by a group that was called Amanaz. The song, oh, wait till you hear the song, Kala, My Friend. That was Kala, My Friend by Amanaz from 1976, Zambia. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Here's Balatar by Toyi and Khaled.
I'm by your gang, King. I'm toy touch yourself, King. Tell you what I mean. TikTok, then I'm on the scene. MVP on the team. Cash, big pack in my jeans. Cash, story make a bunch of dreams. Michelash, don't you boy, you come sadly. Persian Puff Daddy, Ghost, me the best money, tongue setting.
From Mali, you're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, it is time for Drop the Needle, and you know what? This week, I have the contestant right here sitting next to me in the studio here at VOA. He happens to be my new intern. He's an American. His name is Skylar Van Tassel. Hey, Skylar, how you doing?
Hi, Heather. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. All right, well, so you've agreed to play Drop the Needle.
Yep.
And you're a music student, so you studied the show from October 4th, I think it was.
September 24th, yeah.
Oh, September 24th. All right, so you got your headphones on. I see you with the mic in front of you. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right, here's number one. All right, Skylar, what do you say?
I'm going to say All of the Boy Goodson from Ghana.
You got it.
Perfect.
Nice job. All right, here's number two.
That's the incredibly groovy song Al Kamara Leila by Kader Tahin from Algeria.
Yes. Okay. We can tell that he is a student, right, guys? And it sounds like you can speak some languages, too, because your accent is not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Number three. Here we go.
Is that Suck in Bali by DJ Takar from Mauritania?
No. I played it near the end of the show.
It's Nigerian.
Yes.
Was it after the Mandingo Ambassador review?
Yes. And it was that Drop the Needle contestant's song that he said is really hot in northern Nigeria.
Oh.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the song? Okay.
I don't.
It's Adunia by Hamisu Breaker.
Ooh.
I guess Hamisu is all the rage right now in northern Nigeria.
Very cool. Check it out.
Shoot. Okay, well, 2 out of 3 is not bad. And actually, you got 2 and a third out of 3.
Okay, we'll take that.
All right, thank you so much for playing. But before we say goodbye, tell everybody, introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are. Who's Skylar?
Absolutely. Well, I'm Heather Maxwell's newest intern. I'm a student here in Washington, D.C. at the George Washington University.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently studying international relations and music. I'm a part-time jazz musician. I play jazz guitar.
Great.
But I love so many styles of music, so this is going to be a great opportunity to learn so much more about it.
Yeah, I am excited to have you. And listen, guys, I haven't heard him play yet, and I don't know if you sing. Do you sing?
Yeah.
No. But he can speak, sounds like he can speak Portuguese.
Yeah, Portuguese, Spanish, and Chinese.
Okay, really? Will you say something for us in Chinese? Like, hello, how are you doing? What's going on?
Sure. 大家好,我叫 Skylar. 我很高兴认识世界。
Oh my gosh, is that Mandarin or Cantonese?
It's Mandarin, yeah.
Man, how about Portuguese?
Eu posso falar pouco menos, mas olá todo mundo. Me chamo Skyler. Bom dia.
Okay, guys, so that's pretty cool, isn't it? Well, I know you're all saying, yeah, that's cool. But anyway, we're going to hear more from Skyler in the weeks and months to come. He'll be with us for a little while. One more thing, Skyler. I know you were doing some research earlier in the week about, like, news and stuff like that. You know, music news that's interesting for African audiences. Can you just name off a couple things that are going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've heard that Black Sharif, one of the coolest hip-hop acts coming out of Nigeria right now.
No, Ghana.
Ghana, my bad.
Yep.
Just won the BET Best International Flow Award. It looks like on October 10th, the BET Awards will be streamed live. But very cool to hear that out of 9 international artists, he won.
Wow. And, you know, those of you listening, you know that we all love Black Sharif. We've been following him for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
He's only been on the scene for a couple of years. He's just shot up.
Yeah, new guy.
Yeah, and we've had interviews with him before, not face-to-face. I hope that will happen one day, but virtual interviews. Okay, what else?
I just saw that Apple also released, speaking of Nigeria, since we just passed Nigerian Independence Day, they just released a very interesting list of up-and-coming artists.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sezzy Vibes was on the list. A bunch of really cool people. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll be seeing some more out of them soon.
Right.
Very
great.
Interesting stuff.
Great. All right. Thank you. So that was it. That's Skyler Van Tassel, and he is awesome. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
VOA. You're tuned in to the Voice of America. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. You can find me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And this is Word on the Tweets.
Timbaland and Swiss Beats will receive the Rock the Bells Cultural Influence Award at the 2023 BET Hip Hop Awards. The co-founders of Versus are being honored for their cultural contributions and their boundless creativity. Hip hop legend Marley Marl will also be on hand to receive the I Am Hip Hop Award. Jermaine Dupri, Bow Wow, and Da Brat will all come together to perform a celebration of the 30th anniversary of the So So Def label. The BET Hip Hop Awards air October the 10th. The tweets are also talking about Ed Sheeran, who recently dropped an album called Autumn Variations, and now he's giving fans the Fan Living Room Sessions, a series of 14 videos featuring Ed Sheeran popping up at fans' houses with an acoustic guitar. Once they let him in, he sits down and performs. It's all so much fun. You can find the Fan Living Room Sessions on Ed Sheeran's website, and a portion of the proceeds from the album and the feature will go towards Save the Music. To find out more about these stories and others, I am on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. That's all for now. Until next time, peace.
Hello, everybody. My name is Papillon Musa from Kenya, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on VOA.
We are going to play some groovy, dancey, Sudani rhythms and some music composed by my brother here, Mosey. We are having such an awesome time with y'all. Thank you, and we love you.
Thank you so much, Heather. Greetings from Nairobi. This is Bill Odidi, and I'm reporting from a concert that is called Serenades from the Nile. It's been curated to celebrate the music and the culture of Sudan by artists who've been displaced from their country by the current conflict. They found a home in Nairobi and are collaborating with Kenyan artists to create awareness about events in Sudan and to champion peace.
My name is Niall, and thank you, Bill. This event is part of Sudan in Focus. The idea behind them is basically the current displacement that happened to the Sudanese people that came from Sudan after the war. We managed to pull off this program that hopefully will raise awareness of the Sudanese artists We have to have an amazing event that will not only bring artists together, but bring two nations together.
You've got a very personal connection to this, isn't it? Because until a few months ago, you were home, you were comfortable, and suddenly everything has changed.
The past 3 months for me was very difficult. I had to leave Sudan just right after the conflict arose, and ended up in Kenya. Of course, I got to meet all these wonderful people, and art is definitely the outlet to reconnect with the people that are here, from Sudanese or Kenyans, kind of integrate ourselves into new communities and to find the similar minds that we can connect to. And maybe that hopefully will, you know, let us pass the trauma and the crisis that we've been through.
Coming up next is Niall. He is from Sudan. He's a phenomenal producer, vocalist, writer, you name it. Please give it up for Niall. Come on, guys, let me hear it.
And sing what they say. All you want is to run away. And you and I know that you want to stay. Lisa, you make it your way. I know that's what you used to say. When there's hope, there's a better day. You always knew I would do anything to make it right and make it okay. Let me take a look at you. You're so amazing. I got a thing for you. Can't let it go. No, 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 no. I can't let it go. No, 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 oh, no.
My name is Islam Albayti. I'm a bass player. We have a really nice band, three members of the Nairobi Horns Project, which is a phenomenal musical project in Kenya. Yeah, and then we have Mohammed Adam from Sudan, who possesses a really, really unique sound representing Sudanese music. And then we also have Brian Sigu, who also sings in Luo and like very, very powerful voice. So I think in this show, we're really aiming to bring together the different aspects of our togetherness as Africans, as musicians. And just how, when you work together, it sounds phenomenal. I mean, there is a reason why culture always plays such a mega role in peace building and bringing together people, because it's through music that we celebrate, it's through music that we cry. With music, we can touch so many people, especially about what's happening in Sudan.
This one is called Bitami. Bitami means my sister. So this song, thank you for our sisters, for the great role that they do in our lives.
Very special song in Arabic by Sudanese artist Mohammed Adam, dedicated to the women of his country and to the women of Africa and the world for their role in our communities. Mohammed is originally from Darfur, and earlier we heard from Sudanese rapper and producer Niall and bass guitarist Islam Albayti, who's also from Sudan, but she lives and works in Dar es Salaam. They're all performing in Nairobi as part of a peace campaign for their homeland with the support of Kenyan artists like the Nairobi Horns Project and vocalist Brian Sigu. That's about it from me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi. Now back to Heather on Music Time in Africa.
بتكرم بتطمي حنونة بتخدم.
All right, thank you, Bill Odidi, and guests. That was fabulous. Hello, everybody. We are coming near the end of the hour, but I have one more feature from Bolga Tanga, Ghana.
Wanna move the kiwi, eat a kiwi slowly, slowly. Every day, wanna move the kiwi, eat a kiwi slowly, slowly. Anytime, wanna move the kiwi, eat a kiwi slowly, slowly.
Hello, Heather. Today, we are diving deep into the soulful sounds and stories behind the 24/7 album in a one-on-one with the musician Steve-O Atambiri. Whether you are a long-time fan or new to Steve-O's enchanting melodies, gear up for an insightful journey through the heartbeats and harmonies of 24/7.
When I'm out the kill we, it a kill we slowly, slowly. Every day when I'm out the kill we, it a kill we slowly, slowly. Anytime when I'm out the kill we, it a kill we slowly, slowly.
Now let's talk about your upcoming album, 24/7 or 247. What's the right pronunciation of the title?
247. It's 24/7. Like all day, all night we are there. Yes. And title is talking about, in this world, if you arrive here, don't think you will get something easy. On the journey, you will face a lot. But you have to be there. I'm there 24/7.
So among the 42 songs, tracks that you have in the album, which one really touches your heart so much?
Force It.
Force It.
Yes. Force is like blind man. Like God appear and ask the blind man, if I give you eyes, what will you do? And the blind man said, I will look for Steve. And he appeared to the blind man and said, the deaf man, and asked, if I give you ears, what will you do? He said, I will listen to Steve's music. And he appeared into a cripple and asked, if I give you legs, what are you going to do with the legs? And the cripple said, I will dance to Steve's music and I will never get tired. So you imagine, blind men, they don't get eyes, but they feel me. Somebody don't get ear, but they feel me. Somebody don't have legs, but they feel me. You get leg, you get ear, then you get eye. We know the feel me. That'd be your own matter. Favorite song.
Can we have a freestyle of that song? So let's talk about what went into the album, the production of the album. How was it, production? How is it different from your previous album?
Yes, the difference was like the pressure is too much because I was not in this country for like a month, and I started the production before I left this country. And I'm the same person who have to do the organization, because the album will be launching in Accra Saturday coming. It's 24/7, yes. We will make sure we will release it on all digital platforms in the next, the second week of the launching. Look out, watch out. There's not another one coming, Estivo and the World Citizen. That one to be releasing in Switzerland.
And that wraps up our in-depth conversation with the talented Steve-O Attenbiri, unrivaling the layers of his latest masterpiece, 24/7. From Bolgatanga in the Upper East region of Ghana, I'm Somat Geda. Over to you, Heather.
Oh man, thank you so much, Samed and Steve-O, for sharing your music and playing for us all the way from Bolgatanga. Hey everybody, this is Heather, and here is our last song. It's by Matalito Band from Malawi, and remember I said at the top of the hour, next week you're going to meet them. I'm going to speak with them and hear them live right close to me here in Washington, D.C., in the beautiful state of Virginia.
Yeah.
Tired and with Madalito Band from Malawi, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. And a special thanks also to my guests, Skylar Van Tassel for Drop the Needle, Samet Gaida and Stevo Atambire, and Bill Odidi and these beautiful musicians from the Serenades from the Nile concert. Remember to tune in next week for another awesome playlist and that special story on the Madalito Band live from Virginia. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can also find it online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.